昨天有睡好的请举手。
Those who slept well, please raise your hand.
Okay. 晚上完全没有睡一分钟的请举手。
Those who did not sleep at all, please raise your hand.
有没有？
Anyone?
我一般觉得我们姐妹的睡觉问题好像比较大。
I actually think the sisters have more problems sleeping.
我们年纪大了，有时候洗手间要上好几次。
Sometimes when we're older in age, we need to get up to use the restroom a few times.
我们在睡觉当中也要求主耶稣帮助我们。
So in our sleep, let us ask God to help us.
因为可以好好睡，才有精神学习。
Because only if we can have enough rest, then we can have enough strength to study.
如果我们的帮扶者没有反对的话，你们尽量可以找自行地物，地形地物，自行隐蔽与掩蔽。
So if our coordinator does not oppose it, then please take your own chance to close your eyes and rest.
不就是说自己找地方啊，藏啊。
Find places and time to take some rest.
会堂哈，如果打呼比较大声的，可以选择会堂。
And for those who snore very loudly, you can move to the chapel to sleep.
如果说姐妹哈，姐妹是睡在小那边嘛，是不是
？Sisters can use the storage room.
那个其实那个餐厅很大，但是有点脏就是了哈。
The dining hall is big, but it's kind of dirty. But you can consider that area.
总之要把自己找一个好地方睡觉。
But all in all, you must find a good place for you to get some rest.
我就觉得睡觉跟祷告，我一直以为睡觉跟祷告就是 NATS 最重要的两个事情。
For me, I think for NATS, the most important two things is to pray and to sleep.
那个老人家哈，中午不要逞强，赶快去睡觉。
Those who are elderly in age, do not try to take some a nap during lunchtime.
尤其六十岁以上哈。
Especially if you're over 60.
应该第一节都可以睡觉。
You could probably sleep through the first class.
不是下午第一节，不是现在。
Oh, you can sleep during the first class in the afternoon. The hymnals.
那个，传道娘在这边吗？下午第一节对不对？传道娘不在这边。唱诗的时间呢？
You can probably take the hymn singing to go and take a nap if you need to.
如果身体特别有问题的哈，虽然你是六十岁以下哈，也跟我们知道一下，我们这边很轻松啦。
And if you have some physical needs, let us know. Don't be so pressured.
我们是要来拜神来学习。
We're here to learn God's words and to worship Him.
所以不要有压力哈。
So don't be stressed out.
那我们还没祷告。好，我们一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天早上的聚会。
We're going to pray so that the Lord will guide us through our classes today.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. 感谢主，我们这一次主要的课程有新约概论跟民数记。
Thank the Lord. Our major topics for this NATS is the Book of Numbers and the Introduction of New Testament.
民数记因为是讲一本书了啊。
And the Book of Numbers is a book in the Bible.
请问民数记总共有几章
？Do you know how many chapters are there in the Book of Numbers？
谁知道？那这样看起来你好像没有读过的样子哈。
Looks like you haven't read the book.
因为总共有三十六章哈。
There are 36 chapters in total.
所以绝对不可能讲得完。
So it's impossible for us to cover it all.
那我们在读一个经卷呐，因为我们自己在家里都会读圣经嘛。
When we study the Bible at home, when we're studying a chapter.
那有时候如果知道整本书的一个大纲呢，你会有一个印象。
Sometimes you know the major structure of a certain book, then you will have you will gain more familiarity.
所以我们这一个课会分两部分，第一部分就是介绍它的大纲啊，第二部分我们再来讲述讲细节。
Therefore, in our classes, we will first talk about the structure of the book, and then we will talk about the details.
我们刚刚说这就是看森林跟看树木。
So the difference is in a Taiwanese metaphor, it is to look at a forest and look at a specific tree.
我们先了解整个大概结构 ，bird eyes view， 整个鸟瞰哈。
We will first get a bird's eyes view of the whole area.
那我们再来看完森林之后，我们再来仔细的看每一根树木这样子。
After getting a sight of the forest, and then we go in and to look at each and every tree.
我们都知道摩西写了五本书。
We know that Moses composed five books.
创
Genesis.
出立民生、哦、大家都知道。
Okay, so、and
创出立民生嘛，哈、哦。
Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers.
大家都会背嘛，哈、哦。这个叫 Torah 啊，这个是叫摩西五经。
And these are the five books of Moses.
这个对。在圣经上里面、啊、我们觉得非常重要。
And these are the very important books in the Bible.
创世纪告诉我们这个天地的起源。
Exodus tells us about the origins of the world.
这个所有事情的一个起源，所有事情的第一因、啊、第一个原因就是从神来的。
The Genesis tells us the origins of the world. Everything comes from God.
出埃及记讲这个选民的历史啊。
Exodus talks about
怎么样出埃及啊？
The history of the chosen people of God.
那利未记讲一些祭司国度里面献祭的问题。
Leviticus talks about the priesthood and matters concerning offering.
那生命记啊，就是在摩西啊在年老的时候把诫命再重新申述一次。
And Deuteronomy was written when Moses was elderly, and he again professed all the different commandments.
那我们现在是要来学习民数记。
And now we're going to study the book of Numbers.
那民数记大概是它的范围哈，就是记载他们大约了哈，第一次就是数点百姓的那个时候到。第二次数点百姓的时候
the book of Numbers covers from the first time they numbered the people until the second time they did a census.
就是第一次要准备进迦南地，后来没有进去了。
And the numbering, the first one took place before they were entering the land of Canaan, but they weren't able to.
再一次数点一次。
And the second numbering.
我们来看民数记的第一章。
Let us read the first chapter of book number.
这个为什么圣经上叫这本书叫民数记？因为它在数点上面有一些教训。
Why was this book called the book of numbers? Because there are a lot of lessons to be learned about numbering people.
民数记第一章第一节第二节。
So chapter one, verse one and two.
宝义弟兄，李宝义弟兄嘛，对不对？陈宝义，陈宝义弟兄，请你读第一节第二节。所以当他们第二年到西乃旷野的时候
So the second year when they were in the desert of Sinai
那主耶稣就神就吩咐他们要按着家世宗族人民的数目数点
And Lord asked Moses to take a census of all the Israelites according to their clans and families
我们来看二十六章
Let us turn to chapter 26
二十六章他们漂泊了三十八年
Chapter 26, it talks about how
38-39 年左右
they wandered for about 38-39 years.
那他们呢，再一次的数点呢
Again, they did a numbering.
我们看26章的第二节
Let us look at chapter 26, verse 2.
第二节
Verse 2.
Jonathan, would you please read?所以我们现在已经了解为什么这本书叫《民数记》。
So from this, you can see why this book was called the Book of Numbers.
我觉得这样翻译好像怪怪的，应该中文叫《数民记》，怎么讲？你看《数民记》好像比较适合中文就是数算百姓嘛，哈。
So I think it should be called Numbering of the People.
Chinese is a bit different.
Yes.
那这个我们都知道，摩西是曾经跟主面对面这个四十昼夜了
哈。And we know that Moses is someone who once was face to face to God for 40 days and nights.
神的仆人，神的先知。
He is a prophet and a servant of God.
所以他的著作是 从神的感动、他的观察、他的经历这样写出来的。
Therefore, his compositions were from his personal experiences with God.
那这个写的地点跟时间应该是在摩押地了哈，摩押平原的。
And we know the time and the location with which this book was composed was probably at the land of Moab.
也就是他在生命的后期啊。
Which was near the end of his life.
因为他能够记载到第二次嘛，哈，数点第二次，那要进去了，所以写到这里啊，因为他不能进去啊，所以这个是他能够写到这里呢，代表他的生命已经到了尽头。
Because when the second time of the numbering, which took place before they entered the land of Canaan, and Moses was unable to enter that land, so it was probably nearing the end of his life.
我们来看最后一章36章。
Let's turn to the very last chapter, chapter 36.
最后一节。
Chapter 36, last verse.
最后一章最后一节。
The last verse of the last chapter.
是宝英姐妹吗？宝英哈，来36章13节。
Chapter 36,
verse 13. 这边特别记载呢，这是神啊，在摩押平原那吩咐摩西的一些事情。
Here records that these are the commands and regulations the Lord gave to Moses through the land of Moab before Jericho.
那事实上，摩西就是死在摩押地啊。
And we know that in fact Moses passed away in the plains of Moab.
我们看《生命记》的34章第5节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 5.
《生命记》34章第5节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 5.
34章第5节。
Chapter 34 verse 5.
Benny, can you read, please? Benny, brother Benny. 34 verse 5. Can you 34 last chapter? Okay. Verse 5.
Deuteronomy 34.
Verse 5.
Chapter 34. Deuteronomy.
来，那个你正经借他看一下。
Chapter 34, verse 5.
Thank you, Benny. It's okay.Yes, died in the land of Moab. 他就死在摩押地。
So here Moses died in the land of Moab.
所以我们简单介绍这本书的作者跟写作的时间。
So we have briefly talked about the author of this book and where it was composed.
所以下次你再一听，请翻开《民数记》，《民数记》，你就说哦，原来。因为被数点百姓两次了
So next time we look at the book of Numbers, we know that it is the recording of how the people were taking census for 12.
那我们要花一点时间来看这个结构
And let us spend more time to look at the structure of the book.
这个如果你可以掌握一本书的结构呢，真的你对这本书会很清楚的了解。
If you have understanding of the structure of a certain book, then you will certainly have more familiarity with the book.
这本书总共分成两部分。
And this book is divided into two parts.
第一部分就是数点跟漂泊。
The first part is records the numbering and the wandering of the people.
这个是从第一章到26章。
It is from chapter 1 to chapter 26.
我们刚提到那个26章我们刚读了嘛，就是有第二次数点嘛。
And chapter 26 it records the second time they took a census.
所以这从头跟尾都是数点，这一段头跟尾都是数点呐。
So you can see that this first part from the beginning to the end they talked about numbering.
那中间呢？当然他们是在西南山下跟一些漂泊的生活这样子。
And in between, they recorded the wanderings of them after they have left the Mount of Sinai.
那第二部分哈。
The second part of this book.
就是27-36.
It's from chapter 27-36.
这个是分地啊，分地啊，谈到他们的产业的问题。
And here it records about dividing up the land and their inheritance.
所以我们先来看27，我们先来把结构弄清楚哈，看27。
Let's turn to chapter 27.
27的我们不读了哈，我们你只要看标题就好了。
If you go to chapter 27, let's we just look at the titles.
你就知道他们在谈到呢，西罗非哈的女儿她的女儿们他们得到也可以得到产业的故事。
So from chapter 27, you can see that it records about how Zelophehad's daughters also inherited their inheritance.
你再来看36。
And then turn to chapter 36.
所以这个前后都是谈到这个西罗非哈继承产业的问题了。的女儿继承产业的问题啊。
So chapter 36 again it talks about how the inheritance of Zelophehad's daughters were recorded.
有关这个呀，我们看36:6。
Let's turn to chapter 36 and read verse 6.
36:6.
36:6.
Bill, can you read? 你可以读吗？36:6。如果没有戴眼镜，眼睛昏花，也可以跟我讲，你可以跳过去，没关系。这样子，他们的产业就不会流到其他的支派。
So the daughters of Zelophehad were ordered to marry within their tribe so that their inheritance will not go to the other tribes.
所以其实你看前跟后就被这个继承产业把它好像把它包住了一个框把它框住了。
So you can see that the part two of a book of Numbers it talked about from the beginning to the end the inheritance of the daughters of Zelophehad.
这样好吗？可以吗？从数点到数点，从西罗非哈到西罗非哈，这样可以吗
？So you can see the structure. The first part is about the first numbering to the second numbering, and then the second part is about the inheritance of Zelophehad's daughters until the very last they mentioned it again.
这个我们谈这个结构，事实上每个人看法都不太一样。
When we talk about structures, everyone have different opinions.
那你也可以找出自己的结构。
You may be able to find your own structure.
但是结构可以帮助我们对整本书一个很清楚的了解。
But having a sense of the structure can help you to understand the book.
有时候也可以找到一些道理出来啊。
And through it, you can also find meaning.
我请问大家一个问题
I have a question for all of you.
神对亚伯兰的祝福最主要的两大点是什么
？What is the most important two blessings that God has given to Abraham？
最主要的两大祝福是什么
？What were the two major blessings？
子孙、土地，对不对？土地跟子孙，对不对？
Sons and land.
Yeah, descendants and the properties, right? 那你仔细看这个结构
So if you look at the structure of this book,
数点就是数点多少人嘛，就是子孙。
The numbering of people was the numbering of the descendants.
对不对？那你看第二部分。那个另外一个祝福就是土地呀。
And the second blessing was inheritance.
所以其实第二部分，其实我刚谈西罗非哈，其实中间谈很多这个其他人各支派的土地怎么分布了。
So in the second part, I talked about all the inheritance that the people were dividing upon, but it especially landed on Zelophehad.
所以其实民数记你就是亚伯兰的祝福的一个述说了就是土地跟子孙
Therefore, you can see that the book of Numbers is actually a description of the blessings of Abraham, his inheritance and his descendants.
那我们再把第一个部分再看清楚一点哈。
So let's look further into the first part.
这个东西怎么用？啊，在这里。对不起。你看到这个哈，这个哈，这个第一次数点跟第二次数点的哈，这是一个框框，对不对哈？
So you can see from the first numbering to the second numbering, it brackets out the first part of this book.
那再来呢？第二章到第十章在记载在他们在西乃山下所发生的一些事情。
So from chapter 2 to chapter 10, you can see that these were recordings of the events that happened at the foot of Mount Sinai.
那其实第一章就已经到西乃山下了，第一章是强调数点啊。
So actually in the first chapter, they were already at the foot of Mount Sinai, but this chapter emphasized on the numbering.
所以我们来看，你同不同意哈？这是第二章开始到第十章就是在谈西乃山下他们的事情啊。
So if you look at chapter 2, you will agree with me.
我们来看一下第二章。
Read chapter 2.
第二章，我看哈。对不起，我们看第三章好了哈，第三章。
Let's look at chapter
3. 第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
主在西乃山晓谕摩西的日子，请读。
This is the account of the family of Aaron and Moses at the time the Lord talked to with Moses.
哦，所以他们已经到西乃山了嘛，对不对哈
？They were already at Mount Sinai.
啊，所以你一直这样，西乃山下面做了一些事情呢，哈，他们有些事情。
So there were these things that happened at the foot of Mount Sinai.
哦，这是到第十章哈。
This traveled all the way to chapter 10.
那我们再来看那个。这一部分呢、哦，我们看，再来呢啊，是22章到25章，就是摩押平原的事情。
So if you continue to look at chapter 22 to 25, it talked about the events that happened at the plains of Moab.
我们看22章。
Let us turn to chapter
22. 22章一节。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
22章一节。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
来。David, 你可以读吗？
以色列人起
行。你也叫 David 啊？你已经读过了。我以为你是宝玉。那个大卫王 ，David Wong， 哎，请你读那个22章第一节。OK， 阿门。哦，这里有两个 David Wong 是吧？哦，感谢主啊！OK， 2 David 1 OK。好，所以你看到这个22章就开始记载在摩押平原的事情。
So from chapter 22, it records of events that happened in the plains of Moab.
所以其实它的结构非常清楚了哈。西乃山下对应着摩押平原。
So you can see that the structure, it is the events at Mount Sinai, it corresponds with the events that happened at Plains of Moab.
好，那再来我们看那个，当然再来就是他们继续的行程，这个不用看嘛，对不对？
And then you can see that they continued on their journey.
这是继续的，这个是你自己查圣经就好了，这个我们不用读了。
So you can read this by yourself. We don't have to go over it.
但是我们再来看哦，再来我们看加底斯。
Then we can look at the time when they were in the Kadesh.
我们看第十三章。
Turn to chapter 13.
13章的26节。
Chapter 13, verse 26.
13章26节。
Chapter 13, verse 26.
啊，这样请你读。有几个John？应该给一个John吗？
好多个。
好多个John啊！来，John请举手来。Whose name is John? Raise your hand. Two Johns. Okay, John from Irvine, please. Oh, 所以他们这里呢，其实从十三章开始呢，他们就到了巴兰旷野的加底斯。
So we can see that from here they have reached to Kadesh in the desert of Paran.
那到二十章，我们看二十章。
Turn to chapter 20.
二十章的第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
希望这个不用太复杂哦。就是你要就是这样你会知道说哦原来它有一个对称的东西了、
So I hope that you don't find this too confusing. We want to, to stress about how there is a parallel in the, between the structures.
There's a parallel, or there's a frame. There's a frame. 谁可以读？看一下。立刻读。所以二十章到二十二章啊，记载在加底斯的一些事情啊。
So from chapter 20 to 22 again records the things that happened in the desert of Kadesh.
所以十三章到加底斯。
So from chapter 13 they were at the desert of Kadesh.
好，然后呢，因为其实加底斯就是啊迦南地的门见了，进迦南地的门见了。
Naturally, Kadesh was just the entry of the land of Canaan.
那因为没有信心就漂流38年。
Because of their lack of faith, they wandered for another 38 years.
所以再到加底斯。
Eventually, they came to Kadesh again.
所以你就看到它整个有一个结构在这里哦。
So you can see the whole structure.
那最中间的就是漂泊38年。
And in between all these chapters, it talked about how they wandered for 38 years.
有没有问题？
Is there any questions?
应该不晓得有没有考试啦，如果有考试这个一定会考。
So, we don't know if there's going to be exam, but you'll be sure this is going to be an exam.
不喜欢考试的请举手。
Those who doesn't like exams, raise up your hand.
Okay. 其实我们大家都很有心才来嘛。
We know we all come here because we are determined.
我在想如果没有考试也可以抄啦，就是有一堂给你们答案也给你们题目抄一遍就好了这样子。
So if we don't have an exam, maybe we can set aside a time so that we can memorize this and copy it on a piece of paper.
就是 ，Yeah. 因为我觉得重要的事情、重要的东西还是要记一记。
Because for me, I think it is still very important for us to remember these things.
这样你十年之后再想一想，就知道《民数记》在讲什么。
So that you know, 10 years onward, you will still remember what the Book of Numbers is about.
有没有问题
？Any questions?
好，那我们再看下一章。
Okay, continue.
好，我们刚刚谈到说二十七章到三十六章就是神祝福的另外一部分哦，神对亚伯兰祝福的另外一部分。
So the second part of the Numbers from chapter 27 to 36 to talk about the blessings to Abraham. So two parts.
那他，然后呢我们刚刚也翻过了，他是从这个西罗非哈的土地开始到西罗非哈，对不对？
So we have just read from the verses that we can see it started from talking about the inheritance of the daughters of Zelophehad to the end when they talked about the inheritance of Zelophehad's daughters again.
再来就记载其他的事情，一些他一些吩咐哈。其实，在要进这个迦南地之前呢，有摩西有很多的嘱咐了。
And then it records about a lot of the arrangements and the status updates, which were.Given to Moses by God before they entered the land of Canaan.
对不起，我突然想到一个问题。小弟，这个讲义哈是本来是用主要是用英文写的。
So originally these handouts were written in English.
其实我的英文不是很好啦。
But in fact, my English is not that good.
但是几年前小弟被安排到新加坡去讲民数记所以我只能够用英文写。
So a few years I was asked to talk about Book of Numbers in Singapore, so I had to write these handouts in English.
所以中文是翻译的，不是我翻的。
And so the Chinese handouts were translated by someone else.
所以如果有出入，你要看英文因为中文有时候翻的那些字句，我不是说我不是翻的很好了但是有少数地方可能跟我原来的想法有一点点差距，这样子。
So even though the Chinese one were very well written and translated, but there might be some differences, so you can take note of that.
就是如果你发觉到有问题的话， 你就看英文这样子。
So if you realize there are some differences, then you, make sure you check back to the English version.
这是第一点啊。
So that's my first point.
啊，第二点啊。
Second reminder.
如果我讲的东西啊，跟其他的传道不一样啊。
If what I teach about is different from what you've heard from other preachers,
其他传道一定是对的。
The other preachers has to be right.
我讲的只是参考而已。
You can just use what I teach as reference.
啊，所以，要记住这个原则。
So please remember this.
第三个哈。
Third.
我的讲义通常不写名字。
Thirdly, my handouts are usually not author.
所以写错了，不知道谁写的了哈。
I don't put the name of the author, so we don't know who has written these.
这个做你的参考。
So these will be your reference.
这个有点推卸责任，但是实在是有时候不晓得自己讲的对不对嘛，所以你要慎思明辨了。
So I'm not trying to relinquish my responsibilities, but just make sure you discern for yourselves.
Yeah, discern, please. 啊，discern. 那所以呢，在这个进迦南之前，或者是整个就是神会嘱咐摩西一些东西了，摩西也会嘱咐百姓一些东西了。
And therefore, before the people entered into the land of Canaan, God spoke to Moses about a lot of arrangements, and Moses would let these people know.
那我们来看三十二章。
Let's turn to chapter 32.
三十二章。
Chapter 32.
其实他们一般来讲，迦南地他们一般来讲是指着这个，那应该怎么讲比较好？总之三十二章他们已经攻占了这个河东之地了。
So from chapter 32 it records about how they took over the, the land beside the river of Jordan.
那个
east side.
流便跟两个半支派呢他们一走到这个约旦河东就跟摩西说我们不过河了啦，这个地方风吹草低，那个这个太适合牧羊了，我们两个半支派我们就不要过去了。
So when the Reubenites and two and a half other tribes reached this place and they thought this land was great for their livestock, so they decided to stay and they did not want to go forward.
所以他们就打仗了把这个地方攻下来，就分给两个半支派。
So they battled and took down these lands and they were, the land was given through these two and a half.
来三十二章的第一节。
Tribes.
三十二章第一节。
So chapter 32 verse 1.
三十二章第一节。
Chapter 32 verse 1.
梅香姐妹，请你读。好，那个，所以他们就来见摩西说：“我们要这里了，我们不过去了。”
And so these people came to Moses and said, "We will stay here. We will go on no further."
所以这个地就分给他们两个半支派。
And therefore, these land were given through to these two
and a half tribes. 我们看三十四章。
Let us turn to chapter 34.
虽然这个时候他们没有过河哈。
Even though at this time they haven't crossed the river of Jordan.
可是他们已经开始在分地了
哦。But they've already started dividing up the boundaries.
十六节，我们来看十六节、十七节。
Let's read verse 16, 17, chapter 34.
来，十六节、十七啊，十六节、十七节，好了哈。
Verse 16.
那我们请，淑珍姐妹。那所以他们就抽签分地啊。
And so at this time they drew lots to divide their inheritance.
哎，我看是抽签嘛，我看看。总之他们就分地就对了哈。
So they assigned the inheritance.
所以你看这个也是一个哈，一个 bracket 嘛哈，一个 frame 这样子。那最后就是谈到这个中间三十三章就谈到神怎么样复习一下。神怎么样？这个带领他们出埃及啊
？And then you can see that from chapter 33, it records about how God took the Israelites through out of Egypt.
三十三章的一节二节。
Chapter 33, verse 1 and 2.
三十三章的一节二节。
Chapter 33, verse 1 and 2.
三十三章一节二节。刘余信，刘余信是哪一位？刘余信。 有线在走路。来，我们看，请李荣。第二节。很奇妙哦，他们这边怎么特别会去想说，要记载他们出埃及的一些路线呢？
So isn't this odd that here right in this chapter they started a recording about the journeys they had taken?
我们到底可以学什么哈？
What can we learn from this?
等一下我们再来想想，从结构上面我们可以学什么？
So we can think about from the structure, what can we learn from it?
这样子，这样的结构大家有没有什么问题？
So is there any questions regarding the structure of this book?
有没有问题？那你们都知道这本书在讲什么了
啊？ Any questions? So now you all know what this book talks about.
那其实这个从整个这本书的这个大纲结构呢，我们可以，我们刚第一个学习到的就是，怎么了？对不起，我们就学习到第一个，我们学习到，这个结构很清楚，它有谈到土地跟子孙。
So we can see from the outline of the structure of this book, we can see that the second part is very clear. It talks about the land of inheritance and the descendants of Abraham.
今天呢，这个也告诉我们一个道理啦。
Also gives us a teaching.
今天神对我们的祝福是什么呢？
What is the blessing that God gives us today?
神对亚伯兰的祝福是土地跟子孙。那今天这个土地跟子孙对我们来讲，神给我们的祝福是什么呢？
So God's blessing to Abraham was a descendants and inheritance. So what was God's blessing for us?
Today.
What is God's blessing?
土地呀，神的土地，应许的地，土地就是教会。
The land inheritance of God is the church.
子孙啊，就是百姓，我们的信徒。
Descendants is the people, is the members of the church.
经上讲，这个王的荣耀在乎民多。
The Bible says that the glory of a king is the number of his people.
所以以赛亚书说，我们要这个扩张土地，增添国民。
And so Isaiah says that we need to expand our land and we need to have more people.
所以今天我们在美国，我们从东方传到美国，这个是扩张土地。
And therefore, when we have preached from the east to the United States, we have expanded our land.
我们的道理现在又借着一些新的移民到希腊、到意大利、到西班牙，这个是土地的扩张。
And therefore, our faith has also been brought by immigrants to different places like Spain and Greek, and this is the expanding of our land.
我们非洲从赖比瑞亚往南传，整个非洲十几个国家，我们每有一段时间就有一个新的国家在扩张，这个就是神的祝福，神土地的扩张。
And also in Africa, we've been preaching to many different countries, and this is also the expansion of the inheritance.
你看我们美国的教会现在将近三千人。
You can see that in the United States alone, we have over 3,000 members.
将近。
Oh, we have close to 3,000.
如果没有记错是这样啊。那这个就是百姓啊，我们百姓要增加呀。
So this is the increase of our population.
在古代里面哈，当然多子多孙就是福气嘛，对不对？
In the olden days, to have a lot of descendants is a blessing.
那现在我们当然不敢说多子多孙是福气了哈，当然多子多孙应该也是福气吧，因为这个也是神的产业吧，对不对？但是现在的人大概没有信心领受这种福气了。
But nowadays, people probably don't want a lot of children.
但是在旧约，我们看到神对约伯的祝福就是很多子孙呐。
We can see that in the Old Testament, God blessed Job with a lot of descendants.
那在旧约钱财他的那个土地也就是祝福的一部分。
In the Old Testament, you can see that the mass of land is also a part of it.
那在新约当然就是神的国的实现，神的教会的实现哦。
In the New Testament, it is a manifestation of God's land and God's people.
这个是我们从结构当中可以学到的。
So this is what we can learn from the outline of the structure.
可是你如果看仔细再看一个结构哈。
If you look at the structure closely.
你看这个中间这个结构的最中间是谈到最后就是。他们因为没有信心呢，漂泊再漂泊三十八年。
So you can see that in the middle of the outline, it is because it records about how they lost their faith and they wander for 38 years.
你看这个结构，因为他们有一个神的带领，为什么要特别记载这个出埃及哦？其实这一段是红海分开，这一段是神一个很多神迹奇事彰显的一个旅程，出埃及的旅程。
So in the second part, you can see in the middle, they talk about their journey from Egypt. And through this, it's a very miraculous journey.
那个前一段是因为有一个跟随，有一个神的带领。你看到啊，他们那种啊一种啊神的一种荣耀的彰显啊，人的一个啊一个跟随跟神的荣耀的彰显。
So from the first part, you can see that it was the people followed God's guidance through God's glory.
那是第二个结构的最中间哦。
Oh, that was the in the middle of the second part of this book.
所以你看，整个好像都在讲一个很重要的问题啦哦。
So this structure tells was discussing one very important.
你的生命啊，如果跟随主耶稣啦。
Through your life, if you follow Christ Jesus.
你再困难哦。就是跟着云柱火柱，就是你不要没有信心，你还是跟着走。
So no matter how difficult it gets, you can still continue to follow the.
你真的会看到神的荣耀。
The pillars of cloud, and you will surely see the glory of God.
但是当你失去信心哦，你没有办法去承受神的应许的时候。
But if you lose faith and if you are unable to receive blessings of God.
38年很长呢。
38 years is a very long time.
你的人生有多少38年呢、啊、
？How many 38 years do you have in your life?
那所以这个给我们感觉到，就是说信心跟没有信心在我们人生当中真的很重要。
So this really tells us how important it is to have faith in our life.
啊，这个是我们从结构当中呢、啊，我们可以学到的一些道理啦。
And this is something a lesson we can learn from this structure.
我们下节再来，我们一起来默祷。
In silence.